Okay, well, we indeed have a rescuer. Amen. Thankful for that. So, just wanted you to know, super thankful today, and just rejoicing in some time that our shepherding team here, Vine and Branch, spent a couple days this past weekend, rented a farmhouse in Greenfield. And we spent 2 days watching some good, solid teaching together. We listed out everybody in our church, all of you. We prayed for you. We asked the Lord to continue to give us wisdom and direction and just super encouraging time. And I really hope that that's encouraging to all of us here. Just that you were considered, thought of, prayed for. Lord, how do we do this better as we move forward? We celebrated some things over the past 11 years that God has allowed us to do life together as a group of believers. And then we also said, and Lord, what would you have for us in the upcoming years? What do you have for us in the future? And it really was just a rich, really good time. And one of the things we did was we watched a couple of videos from College Park Church up in Indianapolis. So for those of you who don't know or need to be reminded or are learning for the first time, I was on staff at College Park Church back in the early 2000s and started a ministry down here in Nashville as a launch from College Park. And then as this church, this little group of believers got started, some of us who were in leadership at the time went to College Park Church and said, we need some spiritual, theological oversight. And at that point in time, it was only me in leadership. And I went to the elders at College Park and I said, if I go off the rails spiritually, theologically, our people need to know that they can go to a place and say, Rob's off the rails, we need help. And so College Park said, we can do that. We can provide some spiritual accountability and oversight for you so that you can be part of a bigger thing, bigger than you, and have some accountability. And so we're going to watch this video. It was really super helpful to us as a group. Mark's going to address three of their six core values, but these first three are really the core values, and then the other three that he goes into in another sermon are more like an application or a manifestation of how they live out those three. But this for us really resonated and I think is part of our history as a church. And we all resonated and said, that's what we want to be about. That's who we are as a church following Jesus. So we're going to spend some time watching that. Right at the beginning, Mark's going to give some history of their specific church. You may think, well, that's not really applicable. That really doesn't connect with us. But it really, in many ways, does. Again, many of the connections that we've had with the church teaching us has been College Park. The other thing that he does is he unpacks the difference between smaller churches and bigger churches and some of the necessary changes and adjustments that you have to make when you go from a smaller church to a bigger church. And I know for myself as well, sometimes you get part of a smaller church and you think, we're the best, that smaller churches are better than bigger churches, and they ought to stop doing that and do it our way. And Mark has a really good way of just saying, let's be humble about this and think about this in a different light, and I think that will be helpful for us as we hear. But also to remember that in many ways we've been connected to this church. They continue to serve as theological oversight for us. And that some of this history really does, although a little bit distant, does pertain to us. But more than that, he's going to get into some of the core values, which, although stated differently, would when this church started 11 years ago, we started off of three guiding principles. And then, although stated differently, what Mark is going to present to us are really the same as these three guiding principles. They're calling them core values and just really super helpful. So we're going to do that tonight. then next week and the week after, we're going to jump back in and finish up our series on discipleship. I'm going to spend some time working through, for those of you who are with us, just through this learning circle. We're going to be back in the book of Hebrews and asking ourselves, what does it look like for me to really allow God to work in me during in trials? And then how that sets us up for ministry in other people's lives. And so we're going to spend the next week doing that. And the following week, how do we apply the gospel when people are in hard, difficult experiences? How do we apply the gospel without just speaking truth to people, but really get underneath their burdens with them and help them follow Christ? So the author of Hebrews says, see to it, my brothers. And so we're going to, the second week, we're going to really jump into how do we see to it, brothers, that none of us falls away. So that's going to be our next 2 weeks. And then Kyle is going to teach, and we're going to have to work out the dates, but Kyle has offered to do a little bit of teaching in between. And then after that, we're going to jump into a book, a study through the book of Titus, and really excited about that. So that's where we're headed. Let me pray as we get started with this video. And then afterwards, as always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to talk with each other or talk with me or anybody that'd be helpful. Sound good? Father, we come to you and say, thanks. I feel like in many ways we reached a milestone this weekend. We have been praying for, preparing, training, leadership for this church, and we still do that. We want to continue to train up men to lead your church, families that are pursuing Christ, followers of Jesus that impact our community, that are making a difference and building, not our kingdom, yours, not making a name for us, but adorning your great name, putting your attributes on display. And we'll continue to pray for that. What a glorious opportunity to meet for our first shepherding team retreat and seeking you about what you would have for this church. I'm thinking about one of the team members who said, as we looked over this list, this isn't a duty. I love these people. And I sense that even as we came to church today. Just a renewed sense of loving this group of believers. And I really believe that we share that together here. Lord, run it deeper. Let us do more of that. Increase our ability to love one another. Thank you for Mark's ministry, his teaching ministry, the benefit to us. I pray that we would receive your word tonight, that we would consider the applications and how we continue to manifest the preeminence of Christ in our own lives, in our own hearts, how we run that deep into each other's hearts, and how we take the reality of the preeminence of Christ, his superiority to all other gods, to our community, to Nashville, Brown County, and beyond. So would you use this gathering, would you use our time together to help us take more steps in that direction? Lord, we're not where we want to be, but you are taking us there. You started the work in us, and you will finish the work in us for your glory, for your name's sake. And we're trusting you, and we want to join you in that. And so, for our joy and for the glory of Christ, we ask you to hear our prayers and receive our evening as praise unto you as we submit ourselves, adjust our minds, and come to you. For the sake of Christ, we pray. Amen.